Hi, folks. Dylan Gallagher here. I'm the host of this podcast. I am a finance guy that is working with or has served entrepreneurs and business owners and investors for almost 20 years. I put this podcast together really just to share my thoughts and opinions on interesting things happening, and mostly because I like to think out loud. I'm not an internal processor. I have to use my hands and speak what's on my mind. And as I speak what's on my mind, I'm able to develop my thoughts. So a little while ago, I started recording these podcasts as a way to share some ideas, just some experiences. And really, my only hope is that if you're an entrepreneur or a business owner, that you would find this interesting, that you'd walk away with maybe some new ideas. Maybe I'd leave a stone in your shoe about some other things. But anyway, you can find me on Twitter at Dylan Gallagher. Facebook, we could connect. I'm on LinkedIn. This podcast, obviously, if you found me here, then I'm sure you could find me in the other places. But I'd love to connect with you if you're a business owner or if you're an entrepreneur. Specifically, if you have a finance-related problem or challenge that you're experiencing, drop me a line. Let me know. Send me an email. I often joke that I love to hear myself talk, so I guess in an email form it would mean I love to see what I write. So anyway, if you have a question, let me know. This episode, I thought I would, it's aptly titled, "It's Been 2 Weeks, Have You Forgotten Your Goals Yet?" Because I was going to do the classic, you know, here's what I've learned about setting goals, and then I thought, you know what? I'll wait a couple weeks, because if anyone's listening to this, by the time they're listening to it, they've probably already forgotten their goals. They probably forgot what they were trying to do. And certainly I know that's true for myself. My wife and I, every year, Lisa, bless her heart, for the last bunch of years, we go out for dinner kind of at the end of the year, December 31st, give or take, whatever that weekend might be. We've got five kids, so whenever we can get out, we squeeze it in. But in particular, at the end of the year, we go through our goals from the last year and then end up putting together our goals for the next year. And we get to look back and most times in laughing through the goals that we didn't meet and discussing why we didn't meet them and then adjusting our expectations accordingly for the following year. And it's funny what happens after a few years of doing it is you begin to see that you only hit, well, in our case anyway, I don't know about you and how great you are with hitting goals, but classically for us, we hit probably 50% of what we attempt to hit in terms of our goals. And this year, what prompted this particular podcast was, as Lisa and I got talking about it, you know, we discovered that if you had two choices, you have the choice to set some goals or you have the choice to not set some goals, what's the best thing that can come out of both of those situations? And I think as entrepreneurs and business owners, we have the same challenge. We can set goals, but a lot of times those goals can be like 5 years out or 10 years out. Certainly, I remember as a young man that I had wanted to be retired by the age of 30. And by retired, that didn't mean sitting on a beach somewhere hot, sipping margaritas. In fact, what it meant was that my income and my livelihood would come from a business that was profitable. And so by retiring, what I was really trying to get at was that I wouldn't need to be concerned with how I was going to afford my lifestyle. Now, I can tell you that I did not retire at 30 years old. In fact, I would say that when I turned 30, that was the beginning of the end in terms of some pretty big decisions that went really bad, and the beginning of what I would probably say is, you know, a decade of really hard work that hopefully I will see the benefit of in the coming years. But back to the point, if you have two choices, one to set goals or not, what's the best opportunity you get from doing either of those things? And what we discovered was, and I'll use the example, we have these 12 little stockings that we hang in our home around Christmas time, and it's meant to be the 12 gifts of Christmas. So we sit around the dinner table with our kids and we write down the things that we'd like to do: buy someone a coffee, anonymously give a present, or, you know, things of that nature. And what Lisa and I, as we were talking about our goals for the coming year, we sort of discovered, you know, on the little stockings, there's 12 of them that hang in our house every year. We generally don't do all 12 of the nice things that we had hoped to do. In fact, we tend to do 8 of them or 9 of them. But we had imagined if we hadn't put any of the stockings up, what if we had decided just to not do anything? What would have been the best thing that could have come out of that? Well, nothing. But by putting up the 12 stockings, even though we create a lot of burden and pressure on ourselves attempting to get all 12 of those little things done every holiday season, you know, the truth is we got 9 of them done. So as we were having dinner and talking about the things we wanted to set out and do in 2016 with all of our ambition, you know, we decided that not setting goals meant that our best opportunity was nothing, and at least setting goals meant that we would either subconsciously or consciously work towards getting something done. And I think for business owners and entrepreneurs, what I've really learned is that if you don't set goals, usually that's because you don't have a vision. And if you've heard any of these other podcasts, you've probably heard me say where there is no vision, the people perish. I mean, that comes from the Bible. I'm a Christian entrepreneur, so the Bible sort of forms the foundation of what I look to for answers to life's basic questions. And as an entrepreneur, I tend to have lots of those. But this whole idea that there's no vision, if there's no vision, you can't have any goals. And if you don't have any goals, then how do you really govern, measure, encourage yourself to get something done every day? And so I waited to record this particular episode because I wanted to see what my first 2 weeks would look like. And invariably, they look like every other year, 2 weeks into the month or 2 weeks into the year, where I have good intentions and maybe haven't followed through on everything. But I have a different perspective this year. In fact, I'm hoping I hit all of my goals, but the reality is that I simply want to strive to achieve them. And recently, I've been doing some work with a large company. There's actually a group of companies, and have sort of come face to face with how important goal setting is. And on the other side of that, as an entrepreneur and business owner, how hard goal setting is. For myself, setting goals has always been something I've done way out yonder. So, for example, when I was 20, I was setting goals for when I was 30. Now that I'm almost 40, you know, at some point the calendar runs out and you have to start bringing those goals in a little bit closer and being able to be intellectually honest with yourself, being able to take inventory of what you're good at, what you're not good at, what you're capable of getting done, and some of the things that you may not be capable of getting done, but that other people could probably help with. And so going into this year, if you're an entrepreneur, I would really encourage you to take the opportunity to set some goals, and not set some goals that are, you know, if you read Jeff Colvin or some of the conventional business wisdom out there, that you set these big, hairy, audacious goals. And I think there's a time and a place for that. I really, really do. But sometimes you just don't have the energy for that. Sometimes you don't have the optimism or the unbridled passion in what you're doing to set those big, hairy, audacious goals. Sometimes the goals can be really simple. I want to meet one new customer a week. Sometimes the goals can be a little bit more aggressive. You know, we want to meet 10 new customers a week, or we want to repay the debt that's been on our balance sheet for years and years and years, or they don't necessarily have to be conquering the world, creating a new marketplace, finding new customers that don't exist, something that requires just a lot of energy. Because sometimes, let's face it, as business owners and entrepreneurs, you don't always feel like setting those kind of goals. Sometimes getting out of bed is a goal. I've met many an entrepreneur who hit bad times or hit hard times, and it's just very difficult for them to put one foot in front of the other. And so goal setting really just becomes this thing of, I just want to make sure I don't lose ground every day. Forget gaining ground. I just want to make sure I don't lose it. But to not set goals, no matter your situation, no matter the position that you find yourself in, shouldn't be an option for you if you're a business owner or an entrepreneur. I really believe that. Again, I think that as entrepreneurs and business owners, we get the incredible privilege of creating value where there is none. We get the opportunity to see other people take advantage of opportunity, like maybe the people we have working for us, like maybe the partnerships that we find ourselves in. So we're incredibly blessed and we have a tremendous amount of freedom. But with great freedom comes great responsibility. And I think our responsibility is to either lead our organizations, lead our businesses, or lead ourselves, depending on what stage we're at in life and where we are with our business. But no matter the stage, not setting a goal shouldn't be an option, because clearly if you don't set goals, you're not going to get anywhere. And if you're having trouble setting goals, then what I found, what works for me, is I'm a big listener of podcasts. So I listen to lots and lots and lots and lots of podcasts, probably too many, but I drive a lot. We live out in the sticks. And so I've got, you know, every day I've got lots of time to be idle while I'm trying to get from point A to point B. And so I find podcasts fill the void. But if you're stuck setting goals, what I have found works is listening to podcasts, having coffee with friends, having coffee with people you don't know that you respect that maybe you've never approached and just said, hey, can I have a coffee with you? I really want to learn about what you're doing. And, you know, I hesitate to use the word like, you know, mentorship, because that's a little bit cheesy. In some cases, it can be a little bit cheesy. Sometimes you just want to talk to someone, or if you don't want to talk to someone, maybe you want to hear someone else talk. Maybe someone that you really respect, the business person you really respect, or an entrepreneur or business owner that maybe isn't even in your industry, isn't even in your marketplace. But as you get around them, or as you get influenced by, in my case, podcasts, and some of the, when I listen to other business owners talk, I get, you know, I kind of get ideas. And, you know, it's funny if you can just maybe, if you're having trouble setting goals and just park yourself in a space for a week or two where you can get around some other influences or get around a different environment or get your mind thinking about different things, you might be surprised to learn that the goals just start popping up. And so anyway, that's kind of my spot in this podcast, was really just to talk about goals. In the coming weeks and months, speaking of goals, you know, I'm chuckling to myself here, but I'm hoping to podcast once or twice a month and then follow it up with a blog post, because I really find that when I'm able to do this in this type of form, whether someone listens or not, it's really just a good reminder for me. It reinforces where I'm at and helps me remember some of the things that maybe I'd thought about a week earlier. And so anyway, my goal is to do this a couple times a month. So I'd hope that you would join me. I hope that you would find this interesting enough that you'd keep checking out the podcast. And more importantly, if there's something I can do to help your business, I'd love to know what that is. If you think that maybe you know your product really well, maybe you know your service really well, but you find finance kind of this ambiguous void that you just don't understand. You get frustrated by it. You find it confusing. You find it complicated. Maybe having a coffee or doing an email exchange or some other exchange through a social channel is a good way to get clarity on that. And I'd love to be a part of it. So if you think there's some value I can add, would love to do it. Reach out on Twitter, on Facebook, on LinkedIn. And if you've got some really cool goals that you're setting, let me know about them, because I pay attention. And so I'm always interested in what other entrepreneurs and business owners are doing, because I certainly don't know it all. And I think we learn best when we're sharing these ideas with each other. So if you've got something really cool that's worked for you, I'd love to hear about it. And until the next episode, I hope your business goes well, and I hope that you really embrace the opportunity that you have as an entrepreneur and business owner.